What's up, y'all? It's that time. It's NFL football time. Thank goodness. I'm glad it's here. The regular season starts this Sunday. What's going to happen this year in the NFL? It's a crazy, crazy offseason in the NFL. Le'Veon Bell in New York. Andrew Luck surprise retirement from the Colts. Zeke Elliott holding out and getting that bag that he deserved. And last but not least, the AB saga in Oakland. I can't wait to see what's going to happen this year in the NFL. I'm going to break down the division. I'm going to give you guys my division winners. I'm going to give you guys my Super Bowl pick and who's going to win the Super Bowl. Let's start with the NFC East this year. Is Carson Wentz back? Is he ready? Is he healthy? Is he 100% healthy to lead the Eagles back to the Super Bowl? He got some weapons. He got him DeSean Jackson. He got a deep threat. Or is the Cowboys going to stand tall and firm and repeat as NFC East champs? They got their best player back. They got the best running back in football in my eyes, Zeke Elliott. Can't forget about Saquon and the Giants. Can the G-Men win without OBJ? And what about the Skins making Case Keenum the starter over Dwayne Haskins? You gotta be kidding me. Jay Gruden, you made a mistake already this offseason by making Case Keenum the starter over Dwayne Haskins. You draft this man. He's a stud from Ohio State. And believe me, I'm not a Ohio State Buckeye fan at all. But I give credit where credit is due. Dwayne Haskins should be starting. Let's talk about the NFC North now. The Chicago Bears, Mr. Mack, the bullies of the Midway. Or can Aaron Rodgers get his form back and get that dirt off his shoulders? And with the Vikings and Kirk Cousins make some noise, and please don't get me started with the pathetic Lions. They're not worth talking about. Only time I'm going to watch Detroit is on Thanksgiving. That's the 12 o'clock game. What about the NFC North? Can the Saints stop complaining about the blown call in the NFC Championship game last year against the LA Rams? Get over it, Saints fans. Remember this. Remember this. You guys still had the ball after the blown call. The ref made a mistake. Yes, he did. It was a blown call. But you guys still had the ball. Instead of running the ball, you want to throw the ball and get greedy. And then your defense let you down. The Rams came down there, hit a field goal, game over. Grand closing. Let's talk about Atlanta Falcons. Please, let's talk about Atlanta Falcons. One word, one athlete, Julio Jones. Pay the man, the best receiver in football, the beast. You call Calvin Johnson Megatron, we call Julio Jones the beast. Like Barack Obama, Cadillac, Mr. President of the United States, the beast, that's Julio Jones, the beast. And can Cam Newton come back from his injury and come back strong? And can Jameis Winston learn from Bruce Arians? Jameis Winston, please, please study. Let it marinate, comprehend, be patient, and listen to Bruce Arians. The man is a quarterback coach guru. He coached Peyton Manning, Big Ben. He's a Super Bowl quarterback winning coach. Let's talk about the NFC West. Let's talk about the LA Rams. Is Todd Gurley healthy? Is he 100% healthy? Can JG have another good year and lead the Rams to the Super Bowl? He got elite money. Can he be an elite player? We all know about the Rams defense. They got the back-to-back defensive player of the year, Mr. AD. I'll go by his initials. AD, the best in the game. You can't forget about Jimmy G and the 49ers. Oh, let me just say this about the 49ers. As long as Kyle Shanahan is the head coach and John Lynch is the GM, the Niners will not win. They're pathetic. Now, who in the hell believes in the Cardinals with a new coach that wasn't a good coach in college? And you give him a job in the NFL? Or you got NFL former coaches that's a better coach than this man? But you go hire a college coach that wasn't good at all? His resume is horrible? And then you draft a rookie quarterback and give him no weapons? Larry Fitzgerald was on his way out. The Hall of Fame was on his way out. Kyler Murray has no weapons. And the Seattle Seahawks. Russell Wilson. Pete Carroll. They will be in the playoffs next year as a wild card. Now let's talk about the AFC. I'm going to jump right to it. Let's talk about the AFC. The AFC North. Everybody's raving about the Cleveland Browns and Baker Mayfield. America, what in the hell is wrong with you? The Browns are the Browns. I'm not sold on them. The only good thing is that they got the third best receiver in football, OBJ. Point blank. The Ravens. Lamar Action Jackson. Can he lead the Ravens back in the playoffs? Get him out the first round and get him out the first round. Go to a divisional playoff game. Make some miracles there. Go to the AFC Championship game. Well, time will tell. We will see. The Bengals are done. Let's just be real. If I was AJ Green, this would be my last 2 years in Cincinnati. I am done. I am done with the Bengals. They're horrible. They're a disgrace, and they got a horrible quarterback. The Pittsburgh Steelers. What can we say about the Pittsburgh Steelers? The distractions are gone. There's no excuse. You lost the second best receiver in football in AB. Top three at one point, running back in Le'Veon Bell. Without those guys, I don't see them making the playoffs. No disrespect to the guys they got, Juju, Connor, Big Ben, but the Pittsburgh Steelers, mark my words, will have an up and down season. In my eyes. It's my opinion, not a fact. My eyes. What about the AFC South? The Colts lost their leader, their captain, Mr. Humble Man himself, Andrew Luck. Can T.Y. Hilton and J.B. lead them to the playoffs this year? Can the Titans run the ball with Dag Henry and not throw the ball at all the time? Trying to make Mariota a pocket quarterback, an elite quarterback. He's not. You got a beast at a running back. Run the ball. And Derrick Henry, 6'4", 270. He's a man. He's a tree. He's an F-250. Run the ball. Jacksonville Jaguars. Can Nick Foles be magical and lead the Jags to the playoffs? I don't think so. Only thing out of there, Nick got that money. Can't blame him. Go down there and get that money, Nick. Only good thing about the Jags team is the defensive backs. Jalen Ramsey, best in the game. That is it. Can DeSean Jackson and Mr. Hopkins make magic this year? Can J.J. Watt be healthy? Play a whole season? Come on now, Houston Texans. You got the stars. You got the quarterback. You got the receiver. You got defense. Make it happen. AFC West. Can Patrick Mahomes repeat that great MVP season he had last year? We shall see. You added LeSean McCoy. You just gave Tyreek Hill money. You got Kelsey there. But it's defense. And again, it's Andy Reid. Playoff time come. The play calling. Pressure busts pipes. Pressure makes diamonds. He ain't never shining in the playoffs. When it's playoff time come, sorry, Andy Reid, his decision making is horrible. The nerves kick in. And they just fold. Bottom line. What about the black and silver? A, B, and DC leading the offense. Can they make some noise and forget about the off-field issues that just happened between A, B, and the Oakland Raiders organization, Mike Mayock? Can they get over it? You can't forget about the Chargers. Can they win without Melvin Gordon? A top three running back in the NFL, you don't want to sign this man? You said you could win without Melvin Gordon? Okay, we'll see. What about the Denver Broncos? There's nothing about them. I'm not saying nothing about them. They're pathetic as well. And last but not least, we can't forget about them boys. And I ain't talking about the Dallas Cowboys. I'm talking about TB12 in the past. Belichick, Brady, that whole crew. Going for their 7th Super Bowl and 10 Super Bowl appearances. You talk about greatness, it's right here in our eyes. They've been in 4 of the last 5 Super Bowls and won 3 Super Bowls. 3 Super Bowls. They are the new America's team, hands down. The rest of the division is blasphemous. They are horrible. The Jets, the Bills, the Dolphins are just terrible. I don't care if Le'Veon Bell did sound the Jets. They're just horrible. Horrible. Typical horrible. My division winners, the AFC East, of course, is the New England Patriots. The AFC West, the Kansas City Chiefs. The AFC South, I'm going with the Houston Texans. The AFC North, I'm going with the Baltimore Ravens. NFC West, LA Rams. NFC South, the New Orleans Saints. They will repeat as NFC South division champs. NFC North, the Chicago Bears, Khalil Mack. NFC East, the Philadelphia Eagles, they will go 12-4. The Cowboys will go 11-5. That's going to be a tight, tight, tight division. My Super Bowl pick, my Super Bowl prediction. It's going to be a repeat from Super Bowl 52, Eagles and the Patriots. But this time it's going to be different. This time the Pats will win. This time when the 2nd and 2, 2.5 minutes going, Brady marching. He already is 28 for 48, 505. He ain't throwing the ball. He running the ball. Blindside strip. Blindside fumble. Blindside hit ain't going to happen this time. That's what happened in Super Bowl 52. You cannot tell me that the Patriots ran on 2nd and 2. They had the Eagles on their hill. Going past midfield. Tom Brady, the GOAT, the greatest of all time. He ain't losing that game. He ain't losing that game at all. No disrespect to the Eagles. I'm not knocking them. They played a great, perfect game. For you to beat the New England Patriots, you almost got to play perfect. The Giants did it twice, and they got lucky. And the Eagles did it once, and they got lucky. Point blank. Being real, real as it gets. Real as it gets. Tom Brady, Belichick, Mr. Kraft, they will win that 7th Super Bowl this year. And they will play against the Philadelphia Eagles down in Miami. And they will beat the Eagles. Easily. Not no back and forth. It will be easily. I want to thank you guys for supporting my podcast. Listen to my podcast. Robert White, RW Full Court Press Podcast. You can find me on Spotify, Anchor, Apple, Breaker, Stitcher Podcast, Google Podcasts. Thank you again. Peace, blessings, and love.